This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Germany faces mounting pressure to supply battle tanks to Ukraine, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky aired his frustration Thursday about not obtaining the weaponry as Western allies confer on how best to support Ukraine 11 months into Russia's invasion. Germany's new defense minister welcomed U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to Berlin Thursday, declaring that German weapon systems delivered so far have proven their worth and that aid will continue in the future. He didn't, however, mention the Leopard 2 tanks that Ukraine has long sought. Netherlands Defense Minister Kaisa Longren said Thursday she's confident there'll be a solution to the impasse with Germany regarding the tanks, which she says are badly needed in Ukraine.
We want to have more NATO standard, very complex but highly capable tanks like the Leopard 2s. And that is the debate that we have to have. And so far, we've always been able, in coordination and cooperation and in the spirit of unity and support of Ukraine, to find a solution. And I'm really confident that we will find a solution for this as well.
Longren made the comments in the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, while announcing the Netherlands is finalizing plans to provide Patriot air missile defense systems to Ukraine in cooperation with Germany and the United States. She said she'll announce further military support for Ukraine Friday. U.S. President Joe Biden is in California Thursday to be briefed on recovery efforts in the wake of devastating storms that have hit the state in recent weeks. At least 20 people have died, and destruction has been reported across 41 of California's 58 counties. Thursday, the president will tour Santa Cruz County, accompanied by Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Deanne Criswell, as well as California Governor Gavin Newsom. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands protested in the streets of Paris and other French cities Thursday against pension reforms, as France's president has insisted he'll press ahead with the changes despite resistance. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Demonstrators crowded together shoulder to shoulder in Paris's Place de la République. Riot police pushed back against some protesters throwing projectiles on the sidelines of the largely peaceful Paris march. Meanwhile, nationwide strikes severely disrupted transport, schools and other public services across France. French President Emmanuel Macron defended the decision to raise the retirement age, saying it was necessary to save the pension system. More than 200 rallies were staged around France, as well as the Paris March, which involved all of France's major unions. I'm Karen Chamas.
The countdown toward a possible U.S. government default and/or shutdown began Thursday, with the U.S. Treasury implementing accounting measures as a stopgap, while political friction between the White House and congressional Republicans has raised concerns of serious economic consequences. The U.S. government has run up against its legal borrowing capacity, or debt ceiling, a self-imposed cap put in place by Congress. To borrow beyond the debt ceiling requires congressional and presidential approval, and though the debt ceiling has been increased roughly 80 times since the 1960s, there is a showdown between U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on raising the debt limit. Associated Press White House correspondent Josh Book explains the impasse.
Biden says we need to increase the debt ceiling automatically with no changes, while McCarthy and many House Republicans are insisting on spending cuts. McCarthy wants to negotiate, while Biden has said no negotiation, Congress should do its job. That leaves us at an impasse. And even if we have several months, four talks, four back and forth, we don't see at this moment a clear way to resolve that impasse.
Prosecutors in the southwest U.S. state of New Mexico announced Thursday actor Alec Baldwin will be charged with involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer who was killed on a New Mexico movie set in 2021. Helena Hutchins died shortly after being shot during rehearsals at a ranch on the outskirts of Santa Fe October 21, 2021. Baldwin was pointing a pistol at Hutchins when the gun went off, killing her and wounding director Joel Souza. Thousands of Peruvians, many from the country's southern mining regions, descended on the capital, Lima, Thursday for a march against the government and Congress, angered by more than 50 deaths linked to protests since last month. The clashes marked the worst violence Peru has seen in 20 years, as many people in poor rural regions vent anger at the political elite over inequality and rising prices. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This